This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Two words, tax cuts. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The Senate starts debate this morning on the massive package to save the economy, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of emphasis on those two words. The total cost of the Senate version heading into the discussion today is $890 billion. Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more from Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doubts the economic stimulus package can pass the Senate as is. Senate Republicans want to shift the emphasis of the stimulus package away from spending to tax cuts. They want to give corporations a tax break on money earned in other countries. They also want to provide more ways for money-losing companies to get tax refunds. The Senate Republicans' plan also includes a temporary patch to the alternative minimum tax, sparing millions of taxpayers from paying higher taxes. President Obama is calling on the Senate to move quickly to pass his stimulus package. He says once that happens, the administration will unveil a new strategy to revive the financial sector. Obama says Treasury will also have something to say about CEO bonuses in Washington. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Asian markets were mostly lower today as we're expecting a third week of earnings reports that probably won't be too pretty. Europe is lower right now, and the Dow lost nearly 2% on Friday. GM shuts down its Job Bank program today. The Job Bank was for workers whose jobs were cut for any reason other than falling car sales. They were paid around 90% of their salary while GM tried to find them other work within the company. But as GM scrambles to prove its financial viability to the government, the Job Bank has to go. Ashley Milntite reports.
There are 1,600 workers in the GM Jobs Bank right now. Brian Fredline is president of a UAW local in Lansing, Michigan. He's worked for GM for 23 years. He accepts that the Jobs Bank had to go, but he's sorry.
Yeah, the perception was that it was thousands of people sitting around watching movies, playing cards and checkers all day long.
Not, he says, at the Jobs Bank where he spent time a couple of years ago.
Our membership was involved in local food banks, river cleanups. We built several Habitat for Humanity homes.
Rick McHugh is with the National Employment Law Project. He says those GM workers still in the Jobs Bank will now be laid off.
They will be out in the general labor market. They will draw state unemployment benefits. They'll also draw supplemental unemployment benefits.
They'll join the many more thousands of GM workers who've been laid off as car sales have tanked. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org.
The stimulus bill isn't the only thing getting scrutiny by members of the Senate today. Tom Daschle's tax returns will get a closer look, too. The prospective Health and Human Services Secretary went into his confirmation hearings with this news. He reported that he recently filed some amended tax returns, reflecting $128,000 in back taxes. Confirmation hearings, tax problems. This sounds a little familiar.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Of course, our new Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, had his share of tax questions during his confirmation hearings. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine joins us now. Alan, let's say you were Mr. Geithner's PR man, what would you tell him right now to make us forget about all of this as we go ahead?
I'd say, Tim, we've got to go forward. You've got to become the voice of reason and the voice of the people of the United States. And the first thing you want to do is something dramatic about addressing the problems at Bank of America and Citibank, which have taken between them more than $100 billion of taxpayer money and are still messed up and still flailing around.
So what do you think he should do with those banks?
He ought to convert the government's $101 billion of preferred stock in these institutions to common stock, which the last time I looked would give the taxpayers three-quarters of Citibank and about 60% of Bank of America. He also should do something about the directors.
And you're talking about the board members that are bringing in lots of cash for what, I guess, in effect is a part-time job.
Right. They're knocking down a minimum of $225,000 at Citi, $240,000 at Bank of America. They have not done a spectacular job. The average family in the United States, which is paying taxes, that's paying for all of this, earns a little bit more than $50,000. I mean, you can't take money from people earning $50,000 a year, pay four times as much to people who are doing a bad part-time job. It's just not right.
Have any directors given back their fees? I mean, we've heard of the executives that have, held back on taking their bonuses.
I have not heard of any, and I spent a good part of last week chasing both of those institutions around to get someone to tell me if they had done anything, and the answer was, we have no comment.
The first thing we saw the new Treasury Secretary do is come out and say, you know what, there have to be some more limits on the kind of money these banks are going to be getting through any additional stimulus package. How do you think he's done in his first week?
Well, again, it's very hard to say, but he's making the right noises. He seems to have the right instincts. And I've seen him in action when he was at the New York Fed. And he's really, when he's pushed to it, really tough and really mean. And I would not want to be in a dark alley with him, having annoyed him, even though he's not that much bigger than me. I would not want to have to take him on in a knife fight because I suspect he'd win.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan, thank you as always.
You're welcome as always.
You can share your thoughts at marketplace.org. And don't forget to look for Scott Jagow in his new role there a week from today. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a good Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.